After playing poker, walking the dog is a doddle. You just waddle from side to side, as if you had cards to hide. And remember that everything may hinge on a joker. Yes, indeed, folks, I'm out walking the dog, and I'm going to feign coherence because I've been playing a game of poker this evening. And I must admit that it was trivially the most enjoyable evening I could have spent. You know, the people were there to kind of take the shirt off my back, and they didn't succeed. And I forgot that I needed money to play, so I had gathered all these people in the house and I had to rush out and get money out of a machine. And the truth is, you know, isn't it wonderful when you have an evening of fun in good company and you discover that people you don't know very well anyway turn out to be fantastic. And I've had that kind of an evening where, you know, I feel wonderful to be alive because people are so interesting and such fun. You know, when they drop all their sort of guards and all that sort of stuff and they're just themselves, and you find out that they are interested in good quality gin, for example. My evening this evening began with discovering that a person who's a comparative stranger to me has a liking for gin. And I've developed a big interest in gin bottles. Yes, I have to tell you that since I went to Alicante a few years ago and discovered that there was a bar which had 30 or so bottles of gin in it, and they were like works of art. And, you know, I have an interest in alcohol, let's say. A relatively small interest, I must admit, but I have an interest in it because I think it's a noble art, making of good alcohol. And but I also have a very big interest in the design of bottles. Yes. And there are some superlative gin bottles. And for the most part, if you know you live in Cork in Ireland as I do, you have to put up with the fact that it's very, very hard work to find a gin bottle which looks like it was designed by a serious designer. So this evening I found somebody who was also interested in gin, and we revelled at the experience of drinking gin which had been made from apples. Now, I'm not going to launch into a, you know, spiel about how gin is made, but the bit that really interested me was the discovery that another human being could have an interest in something I was interested in. You know, one of my obscure interests I'm interested in a few things like, what's the best gin in the world and what's the best ice cream? You know, I would travel a long way in search of the best ice cream in the world. And, you know, I've got fairly developed ideas on the topic of ice cream, which we won't go into this evening. But on the topic of gin, I am also gathering interest. That is not to say that I am, you know, a fit member of those who would review gin. There is, by the way, a wonderful website. I found it some time ago, where if you put in, you know, best gin in the world on Google, you will find a website where they seriously review gin in the same way as, you know, Mr. Parker or Mr. Vaynerchuk reviews wine. I mean, wine is eminently reviewable. And of course, there's a whole big culture, and it includes that wonderful woman who writes in the Financial Times, whose name escapes me, Janice Robinson, is it? Anyway, she's a fantastic writer about wine, and you know that you're in the presence of a, you know, a mistress of wine. You know, I don't know what the right phrase is, but seriously, she's a top-class cookie on wine. But there are people who are just as interested in gin. Now, gin got a very bad reputation, as you may know, as being sort of something which produced the temperance movement in the 19th century, because too many people were drinking too much gin, and it wasn't really doing them any good. So the response to it was the temperance movement. And in Ireland, the temperance movement took the form of Father Matthew. And that's another story in its own right. But all I mean to say is that basically gin is a very interesting topic. And I've just done my walk now with the dog, and there hasn't been anything mindful about it. I've just been whittering on about alcohol. So have a very good evening. Bye-bye.